This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And can you believe this? I mean, it is already the last weekend of the month of the new year 2023. But just look at the bright side. Christmas is only 11 months away, so you got a lot of time to do some shopping. My first guest this second hour has been on our show in the past. She's quite a lady. Rita Coolidge will be joining us. Later on, my buddy Howie Mandel. I tell you something, America's Got Talent now is like on all the time, every week, all year round. And then later on, Nick Friedman will be on the program. He executive produced and stars in a movie called Bezos, The Beginning, which, by the way, is the story about Jeff Bezos and how he started Amazon. He's also starring in that is Marcus Lemonis and Kevin Sorbo. And then Bonnie Todd Dix in our lifestyle portion of the show. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is Glucodown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. Glucodown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search Glucodown, GLUCO, down.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood, but we're going to talk about
How is Bubba?
You are the subject that we're going to talk about, 2-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together, you know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so it's that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But, it's also, hopefully, a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband, Ike, bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. He and Stephen really thought that he was in love with me, and when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. If you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous. Speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, Kris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof so they couldn't make it. But if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And with Kris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to kind of open doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Kris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, you heard huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore, and so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much, and my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there.
So
I went back to homecoming last year. I really loved Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. Did I worked at Pepper? That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music once when you feel like a song has been done so well. It's pretty big shoes to step into, but I was working with Booker T and the MGs at that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement, and I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there, so I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow, and we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I have be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And joining us right now from America's Got Talent is a guest that we probably have had on the air more than anyone. It's always nice to have him here. He's really a nice guy. Pretty funny guy, too, to be honest with you. And joining us is Howie Mandel. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you, like, feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. Now, that guy, of course, it was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years, but you never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows hands down. Right? Our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. You ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look? Every kid in the world. I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was 4.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of
No.
America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a thing.
What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute and older people. I don't know.
Don't know what the point is, but I have. I couldn't agree with you more.
And you
don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is and you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes. I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, who has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, he sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right. You're I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, have done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree. And I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment. But entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their look their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves. And that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germophobia.
Germophobia. I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. God, how do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
Anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And, boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, how are you the first guy at that point? Because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah, see, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm
well,
the
I
same
know.
Way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis.
Don't forget the name. Don't forget the
people
name.
People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa and then he said, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segment. Anyway, that's
fantastic. Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked to me before this, so nothing,
right.
Nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've gotten a lot of information from this promotional tour.
Yes, we have.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think so.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something. I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it the way you faxed it to me. And time is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Tough. So that we're viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding
fans.
People at her festivities. It's really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out
there
when it's
go.
On
you
if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ron.
And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are calling for police reform following the release of the video showing the beating of Tyree Nichols. The Obamas tweeted on Saturday that the vicious, unjustified beating of Nichols were just the latest painful reminder of how far the country still has to go to have streets policed properly. Former President Trump held his first campaign event in South Carolina on Saturday.
We will get critical race theory and other left-wing lunacy out of our military, and we will get it out of our classrooms, and we'll get it out fast.
Trump also spoke to Republicans in New Hampshire on Saturday. Nearly half of the states across the country are rooting for the Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl. Twitter fan support hashtag data compiled by BetOnline shows that people in 23 states want Cincinnati to advance. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Coming up tomorrow on Video On Demand is a show that I'm going to urge everybody out there to watch. It is really fascinating. But the gentleman who not only stars in it, but also was one of the executive producers, has a fascinating story, too. He's been on Shark Tanks, where he actually turned down their offer. He's been on CBS's Undercover Boss, and he is part of a multi-million-dollar business that he co-founded called College Hunks, hauling junk and moving. Joining us right now is one of the stars of the movie called Bezos, The Beginning, Nick Friedman. Hi, Nick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
I cannot believe that this is probably the very first time that a movie, which, by the way, was set in the mid-90s, that really covers the incomplete early era of Jeff Bezos and his success in founding the company Amazon. And it's based on a book called Zero to Hero. How did you become involved? Because I got to be honest with you, I was really fascinated about your story about college hunks hauling junk and moving. That should be the next movie.
You know, there's a few zeros missing from my company's revenue versus Amazon, but I met Armando Gutierrez, who plays Jeff Bezos in the movie, and he was telling me that he bought the script and it was going to be the first movie ever made about the early days of Amazon, like you mentioned. And my ears just kind of perked up. It seemed like too good to be true to get involved with something like this. And as an entrepreneur and somebody who had kind of lived through the early struggle of an entrepreneurial journey, I thought it would be inspiring and then a great opportunity to tell the story of Bezos and Amazon, because a lot of us have kind of forgotten that it started in a garage and it started by selling books online. And, you know, Bezos had to fight all the early challenges and the big competitors. And so it was just a really cool opportunity to get involved with the movie. I ended up playing a role in the movie as a shell captain, who was the first employee that Bezos ever hired. And so it was just a great way for me as an entrepreneur to tell one of the greatest entrepreneurial stories ever told.
Nick, were there a lot of parallels between that story and you and your partner with College Hunks?
You know, there really were. When we first started College Hunks Hauling Junk, it was with a beat-up cargo van that we borrowed from my buddy's mom's furniture store. And we credit her with the name. She looked at us and said, you know, you guys could be like College Hunks who haul junk. And our name has played a big role in our success. And you'll see in the movie when Bezos actually went through three iterations of naming his company. It started, they were going to call it Kadabra.com, like a magic trick, but people kept mistaking it for cadaver, like a dead body. And so then he changed it to Relentless.com because that's how he felt he had to be to win. And then they felt that was a little too extreme. And he was, you know, sort of brainstorming, and he wanted a name that started with the letter A, so he picked Amazon. So here we are today with, you know, we all probably know the feeling of having multiple boxes show up at our doorstep every day. So our business started out with humble beginnings. I always tell the story when we first started College Hunks, we had the 800 number routed to our cell phone, and it would be on the back of the truck, the 800 number. So people would call to complain about driving, and I'd be in the driver's seat pretending like I wasn't the one driving, you know, saying, hey, we'll fire those guys when they get back to the office. So a lot of parallels between our startup story and Jeff Bezos with Amazon. Like I said, no overnight success happens overnight. It's been a 20-year journey for us, but we're still a few zeros missing from that multi-billion-dollar or trillion-dollar valuation that Amazon has.
Now, I'll tell you something. With your expertise in business and your perseverance, see, I love people with perseverance. I mean, that to me is the key deal. People always say, how do you start this thing? It's perseverance. It's not as easy as look. There's always these stories that people think that when you get up in the morning, you got a three-piece suit on, and you go to work, and you're a success. They don't know the backstory. I've owned radio stations the better part of my life, and boy, there's just things about it that people don't understand at all. You have a couple of my friends in this movie, too, Kevin Sorbo and Marcus Lemonis.
Yes, so we were able to get some pretty big names. Marcus Lemonis, who you may all be from the TV show The Prophet on CNBC, he plays the role of D.E. Shaw, who was actually the boss of Jeff Bezos when Bezos quit his job to start Amazon. Bezos pitches D.E. Shaw, where in the movie Marcus Lemonis, who plays D.E. Shaw, and Lemonis turns him down. So kind of like, you know, Lemonis does him when he plays the role of the prophet on television. And then Kevin Sorbo, who we know as Hercules in the movies as the hero, he actually plays the evil villain in this movie. He's the CEO of Barnes & Noble, who's trying to crush Bezos and crush Amazon and put them out of business before they even get started. So some big names that made some appearances in the movie. The UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal actually even makes a cameo as one of the movers. It was a lot of fun making this with some of those folks as well.
You know, when you talk about Marcus Lemonis, things that he's done with TV shows that he's been very successful with, but for those who may not know, he's like the king of Camping World. I mean, this guy's got a ton of stuff. He is a success story in himself.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. It's been fun for me as an entrepreneur sort of transcend media and entertainment, sort of following the footsteps of guys like Marcus Lemonis who have certainly done it. And you're right. Before the Shark Tank sharks were TV celebrities, they were very successful business owners in their own right. That's how they qualified to become, you know, sort of TV celebrities and experts as it relates to entrepreneurship. So, you know, I think my ultimate goal with making this movie was to help inspire entrepreneurship. You talked about perseverance. You know, I like to say the harder we work, the luckier we get and the easier we make it look, because the harder we work, the more the results will happen. And it takes that long-term vision, patience for results, but urgency of effort to see it through. And you see that play out with Bezos in this movie, you know, really just grinding to get things off the ground in those early days.
You know, Nick, you bring up a very valid point, too. I think this is an incentive for people who want to go into business, because they got to realize that all of these successes that they may want to model themselves after comes with a great deal of time consumption, sacrifice, loss. I mean, a lot of things that you never know about. Is it difficult portraying somebody in a movie that are real and around to either say, hey, that's me, or you're not portraying me?
So, yes, it is a challenge. It's a lofty responsibility, and I have a ton of respect for professional actors. This was my first real experience in scripted acting. I'd done reality TV, which is a little bit different story because I'm playing myself in those situations. But I did, for my role, I played the role of Shel Kaplan, who was the first employee Bezos ever hired. So I did as much research as I could about him, about the dynamic between he and Bezos. Shel Kaplan was really the guy who built the website and the one that Bezos relied upon to develop all the code. But there was some friction, and you'll see it in the movie. There was some friction between Kaplan and Bezos in terms of getting the amount of founders' equity and shares in the business early on, and Bezos kind of grinding his early employees day and night to build the website. And so I tried to do my very best to kind of portray that friction and some of the tension and stress that comes with that startup experience. And because I had lived it, I felt like I could organically portray it as well.
Sure. Well, they got off to a bad start just in the beginning at the interview. You portrayed a role there in the beginning where you didn't know if you were going to be hired. Who was interviewing who, to be honest with you? Did you get a chance to meet him?
Unfortunately, I did not. I would love to. I look forward to it. Definitely have read as many of the interviews and sort of historical anecdotes about him and his involvement with Amazon, but I have not yet had a chance to meet him.
And this really started off Amazon, as alluded to with Barnes & Noble's participation, is just selling books. The premise of it, the business plan, if you will, positioning statement, was just selling a lot of books. And then from there, gosh, you just went crazy. You filmed it here in the States?
Yeah, we filmed it in Miami. My portion of the filming lasted a little over a week. We were in a hot garage in the middle of the summer in Miami, and with, you know, pumping smoke and fog machine in there for effect. So it was definitely it was a stressful condition filming. So it kind of played out in how we exhibited the experience of the early days of Amazon. But you're absolutely right. Bezos identified the opportunity initially selling books, and what he did is he learned that the internet was growing 2,000% a year, which was, you know, 100 times bigger than any other industry he had been involved in as a hedge fund manager. And so he recognized there's a huge opportunity online, did research and realized that books was going to be his way to get going. But he always had his vision that he was going to be selling more than books. He was going to be revolutionizing commerce. Certainly books is a very small part of what Amazon does today. So it's interesting to think about that evolution as well from those early days.
Well, the name of the show is Bezos the Beginning. It'll be available on major streaming and cable platforms starting tomorrow in the United States and Canada. And Nick, now I want to ask you really seriously, I'd love to have you come back and talk about more about how you created, along with your partner, College Hunks, Hauling Junk and Moving. Can you do that one day when you have time?
Absolutely. I'll be back anytime you'll have me. And I know a lot of your listeners are veterans. We actually, about 20% of our franchise owners are military veterans, armed service veterans, and so would love to come share some more about our business also, College Hunks, Hauling Junk.
So invite you back here and come back and talk more about it, okay? And good luck with the movie.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. restaurant, did he?
Thank you, Nick. I did tell you something. He's got a story to tell even with his own enterprise. Nick Friedman is our guest, entrepreneur, co-founder of the company College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. And by the way, one of the stars in Bezos, The Beginning. This is the beginning of Jeff Bezos' early years before it became known as Amazon. And it's going to be streaming starting tomorrow. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The voice Gracie Here There has made a lot of headlines in the past 2 weeks. I don't know if a lot of people know the music, but she was a very talented singer, as was her father. That's Lisa Marie Presley, buried at Graceland this past Sunday. Passed away, of course, 2 weeks ago at the age of 54. And I was with Priscilla Presley 2 weeks ago this past Sunday at an automobile auction where they were auctioning off one of Elvis's airplanes. Looking forward to the Academy Awards, where the movie Elvis was up for many award nominations. And at the time that Priscilla was at this auction, Lisa Marie was at Graceland commemorating the 88th birthday of her dad. 3 days later, she was gone. And we just wanted to play a little music of Lisa Marie. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segee Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, here we are at the end of the first month of the new year. By now, I'm pretty much assured every New Year's resolution that you put into place that was going to start January 1 is over with. You blew it all. And, of course, the big one, the very big one, is dieting. And I must tell you, I fall in that category, but, boy, I'm glad we have our next guest here because she's going to straighten us out. She is a registered dietitian, an award-winning author, and she is the author of Read It Before You Eat It, From the Label to the Table. I love it. Joining us right now is Bonnie Tobdix. Hello, Bonnie. How are you? Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
I could not agree with you more. We all start off with great intentions. Fall into that category, and then little by little by little, we lose it. You are flooded on radio, television, and the newspaper with all of these diets. Do this, do that, in 2 minutes, you'll lose 1,000 pounds. Where do we start? What are the dieting trends, and what is a good diet, and how do you maintain it and maintain the weight that has to come off?
Well, you know, one thing that we learned is that a one-size-fits-all approach does not fit when it comes to your diet. And this year in particular, people are looking for personalized plans that could take into consideration their taste preferences and their health needs and their own wellness goals. Basically, they're looking for foods and beverages that they could fit into their lifestyles and not have to change their lives for their diets.
Bonnie, does the food have to taste bad to be good for you? That's what you always hear these comedians. They'll say, you know what, the only problem with the diet is that nothing that tastes good is good for you. That does not have to be the case, does it?
Oh, no, that's very sad. And, you know, one of the best ways that you could boost your diet is really by simply trying to add more plants to your plate. And you don't have to be a vegetarian or vegan to enjoy the power of plants. You know, they're nutritious, they're delicious, and they're for everyone. It's really an easy thing to try.
There are so many things out there that taste really good, but let's talk about daily habits. What's a good way to start the day?
Well, one thing that I like to do is I like to substitute dairy with almond milk. And my favorite dairy alternative is Almond Breeze almond milk for so many reasons. First of all, it comes in 14 different flavors. So talk about personalization. It's really a perfect type of plant milk to choose because there are so many flavors to choose from. But it's also lactose-free and dairy-free and gluten-free. And most Almond Breeze products actually have less sugar and less calories than dairy milk, and they offer 50% more calcium than dairy milk. So Almond Breeze is certainly a tasty beverage with benefits, and whether you're starting your day or it's the middle of your day or ending your day, I think most people don't realize how versatile Almond Breeze is.
I'm not saying this because you're on the air. I absolutely love it. I find it in my coffee. It is sensational. I mean, there's just a taste about it. Now, what about recipes? Let's talk about some recipes because you can use all of these things that we're talking about as part of a great recipe for especially desserts.
Absolutely. You know, whether it's sweet or savory, let me take you through a typical day. So, for example, for breakfast, you could put a splash of almond creamer in your coffee or tea.
You do it.
And for lunch, I either enjoy it by the glass or I like to make a smoothie. And I don't know if you've tried it, but Almond Breeze blended with real bananas is so delicious. And it's sweet, but it's naturally sweet because they only use banana puree to sweeten it. Or if you have that late afternoon chocolate craving, a smoothie as a snack is definitely the way to go. And then for dinner, I need to make my split pea butternut squash recipe for soup. They literally have all different kinds of products that you could use in so many different ways during the course of the day.
Almond Breeze chocolate, it's sugar-free?
They have a version that's sugar-free, and then they have a version that does have some sugar for those who like their chocolate milk a little bit sweeter. I happen to like the unsweetened version in my coffee. It's really a great late afternoon pick-me-up.
I love chocolate, and I'm always reluctant to have it because everybody says, well, you know, it's chocolate, and no artificial flavors, lactose-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. These are all important when looking at a diet. How do you stay on a diet? Now, you certainly have been very versed in this with all of the credentials that you have, including, ladies and gentlemen, the past spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and the recipient of the prestigious Media Excellence Award. But one of the things that you say is that you can stay healthy and keep the weight off if you just take some few basic steps.
Yes, you know, the word diet, if you look up the definition, it actually means way of life. So it doesn't mean that you should change your life for your diet. And a lot of people think that the word way is not spelled W-A-Y, it's W-E-I-G-H. And it's not about necessarily what you weigh on the scale. It's actually how you eat on a daily basis. But it's making plants the star of the show and having something like meat and animal protein as the supporting cast. Really easy to do a simple swap in recipes. You could swap out 1 cup of dairy milk or cream and swap in 1 cup of almond breeze. So it doesn't matter if you're making sauces or dressings or baked goods. It's just an easy way to really healthify your diet without really making very many changes.
Where can we get the book, Read It Before You Eat It, From Label to Table? Fantastic name, Bonnie.
Thank you. Well, I wish I could claim credit for it, but actually my son made up the name. He was only 9 years old at the time.
Really?
You could find the book on Amazon or on my website, betterthandieting.com. And you could find Almond Breeze in just about any grocery store. And my soup recipe you'll find on my website, betterthandieting.com.
Bonnie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
You're registered dietitian, award-winning author of the book Read It Before You Eat It, and our guest has been Bonnie Tobdick, reminding us how important it is to keep those New Year's resolutions. Want to remind everyone, if you want to hear our latest show on demand, become friends on Facebook, just visit ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. And if you'd like to learn about our concert series with my 15-piece orchestra, check out seggisings.com. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of the month of January 2023. I want to thank my guests for joining me, and they include Terry Bradshaw, country star Tim McGraw, comedian Tom Dreesen, actor Jeff Goldblum, music legend Rita Coolidge, Howie Mandel from America's Got Talent, Nick Friedman from the new movie Bezo, The Beginning, and Bonnie Todd Dix. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.